Luke chapter 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12, and he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the multitude. And then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, so that we may eat. And he said to him, Where would you that we would go and prepare? And he said to them, When you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he enters in, and you shall say to the goodman of the house, The master says to you, Where's the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. Make ready there. And they went out and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not eat any more eat thereof till it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Yahweh. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine till the kingdom of Yahweh shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it, gave to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you. But the hand of him that betrays me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goes as it was determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire amongst themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And there was also a strife amongst them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said to them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But you shall not be this way. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that does serve. For which is greater, he that sits at table, or he that serves? Is not he that sits at table? But I am among you as he that serves. You are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint to you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed to me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit upon thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the master said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, so that your faith does not fail. And when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. And he said to him, Master, I'm ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. And he said, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before that you shall three times deny that you know me. And he said to them, When I send you without purse and scrip and shoes, do you lack anything? And they said, Nothing. Then he said to them, But now, he that has a purse, let him take, and likewise scrip. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you, that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Master, behold, here are two swords. And he said to them, It is enough. And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said to them, Pray that you do not enter into temptation. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And there appeared a messenger to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples. He found them sleeping for sorrow. Said to them, "Why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation." And while he yet spoke, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Yeshua to kiss him. But Yeshua said to him, "Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" When they which were about him saw what would happen, they said to him, "Master, shall we smite with the sword?" And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Yeshua said, "Suffer ye thus far," and he touched his ear and healed him. And Yeshua said to the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, "Do you come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." And they took him, led him, and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed in a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down amongst them. And a certain maid looked at him as he sat by the fire and earnestly beheld him and said, "This man was also with him." And he denied him, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." After a little while, another saw him and said, "You are also one of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this man was also with him, for he was a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you say." And immediately while he yet spoke, the cock crew. And the master turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the master, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Yeshua mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him in the face and said to him, "Prophesy, who is it that smote you?" And many other things blasphemously spoke they against him. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, "Are you the Messiah? Tell us." And he said to them, "If I tell you, you won't believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of Yahweh." And they all said, "Are you then the Son of Yahweh?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." And they said, "What need do we have for any further witness? For we ourselves have heard out of his own mouth." End of chapter.